My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. With that, ready to send it over to Studio 2A. We're going to be joined by the group Solithic. So without further ado, here they are, live in Studio 2A.
Hi, we are Solithic, and this song is called Portal of Doom.
Consumes me, I scream in the night. Demons just around me, kind of feeling empty. Something deep inside, running high, waking up all day. What is overcame me? Coffin, seven, instinct deep from heaven. Humanity something in it, to me now I'm finished. Break me, I'm broken, break me, I'm falling. Break me, I'm broken, break me, I'm falling.
Next song is called Pigman.
Yeah!
My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Solithic. Thanks for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's start off with introductions. Let's go around the room. Let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
Hi, my name is Chaos, and I'm playing the drums.
I'm Havoc, and I'm on guitars.
I'm Scythe Cruz, and I'm vocalist.
I'm Ghoul, and I'm the bass player.
All right, so...
It's like a porno or something.
Bass player.
So tell me a little bit about the history of the group. When did you start playing together?
Well, originally, from its inception, me and Scythe here, we met each other back in high school. And it's really funny because I was in band and she was in choir. So we met each other. We just kind of looked at each other like, oh, hey, you know, started talking. And I found out that she sang. So we would go into the auditorium after school and I would play piano and she would sing. And, you know, it just started from there. You know, we're like, well, let's start a band. And this girl, I had the thought and she just made it happen. She executed it. So a week later, we had some people and we had our first practice. So.
Wow.
That's the story of Solithic.
So at the beginning of the group, first of all, how long ago are we talking here?
About 7 years.
Wow. So
we're like juniors in high school?
Yeah, we're about juniors in high school. It's a very old longevity is the key here.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about I guess we'll start at those origins. So 7 years ago, you're still in high school, putting together a band and getting shows and all that. In high school, it can be a unique kind of challenge. But I'm curious, what would the band have sounded like and looked like? And you know, was it similar at that point to what you're hearing now, or was it a totally different animal?
Completely different. The idea to have the corpse paint and the makeup was from its inception.
Okay.
But the sound, the tone of it, if anybody who's followed Solithic in the past 7 years knows that we came from a journey sound-wise. But who we have right now is definitely the permanent and set for the future. So we're here now.
So how did everybody else get involved?
I met them through Craigslist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they emailed me asking about, you know, drumming for them, and then we met up a few days later and just went from there.
How long ago was that?
Maybe five years?
Yeah, it's about 5 years.
So I'm always interested whenever I hear that bands formed, at least partially on Craigslist, what the Craigslist ad said. So... Was it an ad that you had posted, Chaos, or was it an ad that Havoc had posted?
I posted it just, you know, I put our cards out on the table. I'm like, you know, we're a horror metal band. We're looking for a drummer. This is our get up. This is what we do. Like it. that's how it is. So, and she responded, you know, there's a few others, but she was definitely the keeper. And uh-huh. So happy about that.
Yeah, maybe about a week later, this one was falling out of the car in front of my house. So.
Yeah, I
that's Scythe.
And I'm like, oh, hi, you're our drummer now.
Small, you know, note, Sagittariuses are very clumsy. She will trip over a wireless XLR cable.
Yeah, it totally happened.
It did happen. Yeah. That's another story for another day, though.
So your most recent member is Ghoul over here. And how did you get involved?
Well, a funny story is I bumped into these guys about 3-4 years ago. I used to work at this convenience store called Circle K, and they happened to just come in one night, and I happened to see their familiar faces from a show that I've seen them recently at that time. And so I started talking to them, getting to know the music and see, you know, I want to get to know them more. So later on in the years, I started playing more bass for other projects. And then, and so on, I kept in touch with Solithic, and about a year ago, I started doing guitar tech for the band. Mm-hmm. And later on, I started, you know, hanging out with the band a lot more. I started to spend more time, and so on, as more later came, mm-hmm. I just asked if perhaps I can try out for bass, and then pretty much auditioned, and I passed. Colors.
Here you are.
Here we are today.
Yeah. So You know, one thing that you mentioned before is that the sound of the band has changed, but the look of the band and you know, kind of that part of the concept was something that you had at its inception. So tell me about, you know, this is a band that has a strong visual performance element when people catch you live. Tell us a little bit about that for people who haven't seen you before and where it came from, why you think it's important to the band.
I think that if you want to see shock rock, if you like Kiss or Marilyn Manson, but if you like the sound of Kitty, Arch Enemy, OTEP with the female fronted voice, definitely check out Solithic. We do a lot of crazy antics on stage. We'll, you know, kind of mess around with our fans.
Breaking crosses and Bibles, but that was earlier shows.
Yeah, it was earlier.
I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, you're going to spend money to buy a ticket, whether it's $20, $18, or $8.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of visual that has to be there. You know, you can go and see a band. Oh, the best band ever. But, you know, if it doesn't visually grab you, you'll lose interest in the first, you know, 5 minutes.
And then sometimes you might just catch me hanging on my back. I do flesh hook suspensions live.
While you're singing?
While I'm singing, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, for Havoc's birthday, which is going to be this Saturday, I will be hanging at The Rock. So come hang out and chill with us. It'll be really fun.
Ooh, I'm turning 25. I'm old. Oh, no. Goodbye, early 20s. Hello, mid-20s.
So that's this Saturday at The Rock. What time do things get started?
7 p.m. 7 p.m. things get started, and then they're all fresh. They're all freshly inserted into my back.
Wow.
And they're modified shark hooks.
And I have to imagine that the first time that you performed like that, did it change the way that you were using your voice as an instrument? Did you find you were singing differently? Because obviously your mind is in another place when that's happening.
Absolutely. When you're up in the air, it's like you're not really grounded to the ground anymore, you know?
Yeah.
You have to really depend on your lung power.
Sure.
So it's my first time performing and suspending wasn't practice. It was just
four months later. We have a show. We
better play. It's like, Scythe, you know, get up in the air real quick. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure.
She did it. Hey, you did it with flying colors.
Wow.
Yeah, it was terrifying. It took me about 15 minutes to get off the ground. Everyone was just staring at me, and I'm like, you're not making this any better right now.
So much people in the crowd. Like, oh, yeah. Shit.
So that's going to be on Saturday.
Yeah.
And real quick, just so that we can let people find more information if they want to keep track of you on Facebook or, you know, anywhere else. What, first of all, how do you spell the band name? Because listening to it, you might not be able to tell. And also, what are the best ways to keep track of upcoming shows?
Keep track of upcoming shows. You can find us on Reverb Nation. Solithic is spelled S-A-A-L-Y-T-H-I-C. We're mainly on Facebook.
We're working
YouTube,
on a website as we speak. So.
Twitter. Yeah, just find us. If you just Google, you'll see all the links and it'll connect you. But again, S-A-A-L-Y-T-H-I-C.
All right, let's get back into the music here with another set from Solithic.
Okay, this next song is called Lucifer.
I don't wanna.
called Demon's Burial.
This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Solithic. Thank you again, everybody, for coming down tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks all
so
right.
Much. Thank you.
So Saturday at The Rock, you've got a show coming up in honor of Havoc's birthday. And
oh, no. Stop it.
You're turning a quarter, bro.
I know. I'm old. Face cream, face cream.
Yeah, there you go. So over a seven-year run, how many shows do you think you've played? If you had to guess, ballpark it.
Way over 200? Way over 300? I never thought of that in that perspective. Sat down and, how many shows have we played?
We would play a show like maybe once or twice a month.
Yeah, over 200, 300 roughly.
Yeah.
So many. Yeah.
So what do you do for your own sake to keep shows feeling fresh and exciting for you, let alone obviously for the fans, but just, to be able to stay excited, to be able to play every show with, 100% enthusiasm? What are the things that you've done over the year to keep that level of engagement?
We like to throw really big theatrical shows. So each show, lately, we haven't so much because we focus mostly on the music. Mm-hmm. But starting, with my birthday show, just each show, just a different concept,
different
theatric
art projects. Mm.
Zombies. We've had people come up on stage dressed up as zombies, run up during our set. Like I said, we've had crosses broken, non-religious, of course, just for the pure glory of shock.
Yeah, there you go.
Bibles, blood, fake blood.
I'll go up on stage and rip up a dictionary if, I have to offend somebody.
Yeah, it's a dictionary. They don't know that.
I promise you, everyone will be offended.
For the grammar Nazis?
Yeah,
I will dictionary you to death.
Dictionary.
Speak well.
So you've come up, you found ways to be able to create an experience, create something that's unique for each show, both for you for the fans as well. But you've also, in playing for 7 years now, you've had the chance to open for a lot of big bands that have been coming through as well. So what are some of the highlights from your
Master
perspective on that?
There's a band called Master, Sacrificial Slaughter.
OTEP, we just opened up OTEP like three times in our whole course. So
yes, that was fun.
We got to meet the guitarist and the drummer, and we even got a chance to meet OTEP at one point. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Head PE, we've opened up for them. They're really, really awesome show.
Who else?
I Set the Kill.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the things that comes around with doing this for as long as you have now is that obviously you have all of those opportunities. You have great memories. But you've also you've been doing some recording lately as well. In fact, the first track that you played tonight, I know that you've got kind of a radio cut of that as well. So tell me a bit about the recording process that you've been going through lately. Are you planning on putting it out as an album right now? Are you just trying to get some singles together? What's the plan?
Oh, it's definitely going to be an album.
Full-length album.
Yes.
Singles, thank you, Boy Wonder. you know, he played our single on for the first, second time, actually. And it was a big, because we actually got a chance to hear it. So it was really eye-opening and inspiring. But, just opening those singles and then the album, The Black Eyed Children, you know, me and this girl. It's been a four-year process of dread and loss. And everything emotionally was put into that album. And it's very mournful and... I think we're really excited with it. It's taken so long because we're very, pristine with it. We want to make sure that it's perfect. You know, people come to our shows and are expecting a lot. So we just want to make sure we deliver to the 120%.
Yeah. So you've been working on the recording process for a few years now, you mentioned. At this point, are you done tracking the album? Do you still have some tracks to lay down?
A few new drum tracks, but yes. It's almost to its completion. There's just a few icing on the cake, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like almost done. It's like when you do a project, it's not actually like doing the project. It's like the very, very last part. Mm. It's like the just touching up is always like the longest process.
Yep.
So that's pretty much where we're at right now.
No, we're almost done.
We are almost there.
Yeah. Copyright.
We're going to finish it soon, I hope.
All the legal stuff, too. That's probably what's probably been setting us back the most, trademarking and all that.
So are you, have you been recording the album yourself? Have you been working with somebody else? A little mix of both?
Raul Lopez, Eleanor Studios.
You rock, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, he's recorded all our previous material as well as this album. He's a fantastic audio engineer. He made us sound really good. Thank you.
Not just an audio engineer, it's just a producer. Like, he's given me a lot of vocal tips. He's opened up my eyes to different techniques, different vocal styles, and just all around. I've worked with other producers, but this one is definitely someone I want to stick with longer.
Yeah.
So Eleanor Studios, Raul Lopez.
Eleanor Studios, definitely.
Rock, dude.
We love you.
And how did you find Raul?
He was in another band. Yeah, he was in another band a long time ago, years ago, called Level 13. And then a local band that we've played, and actually some of the drums on the album were done by Mark Chico from Solace and Nothing, but he was the vocalist for that band, and we just kind of always had a closeness, so it was like a brotherhood, so it was just, oh, yeah, you want to record our album? Yeah, so it was really awesome. He's longevity, like I said, we've been sticking with him for years, so.
That's great. As you said, you're in that kind of agonizing last stretch of all the details.
We're almost done.
Havoc is silently cursing there, and
no censorship. Trying to be respectful.
Yeah, understood. But do you have a target for when you'd like to be able to release it into the world?
We are aiming for an anti-Valentine's.
Oh, perfect.
She's always been obsessed with that whole concept.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, love. But that's like the day that everyone gets dumped.
Yeah.
So get dumped and then show up to our show and have a good time. Right? So.
So Saturday at The Rock, obviously, is the big show that's coming up. But do you have anything else that's on the calendar that we want to mention while we've got a microphone in front of us?
Music videos in November for the single for Portal of Doom and, for a few other singles. Actually, we're just going to make it a point to probably make videos for all our songs because, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget we're playing in Mexico October 15th.
I'll be at the October 15th in Mexico, our first international show. Ooh.
How did you get hooked up with that?
It kind of just fell into our laps.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like...
Like, this gentleman was speaking to me in Spanish, and it was my first language,
She does speak Spanish, by the way, so if she ever tells you she doesn't, she's lying.
Yeah,
very patchy, very patchy. right now. And so he wants me to play in Mexico. And I'm like, okay, well, where's the venue? And we talked about it multiple times. Like, where's the venue at, bro? And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm looking at my Facebook and we're on a bill in Mexico. So like, okay, I guess.
I guess we're playing Mexico.
Yeah, it's time to get the night off work and head on down.
See ya.
Put my request
yeah,
in.
Yeah. So that's October 15th, you said?
Correct, yes, yes.
Excellent. And then you also mentioned that November you're looking to work on a music video.
Yes, for our first single, Portal will do.
So as you're, you know, as a band that already has a strong visual element to all of your shows, is the process of trying to figure out how to match a song with a video something that comes naturally to this band?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy because we just paint up and we're just like, okay, let's find an abandoned house or something. Throw some blood on the wall and we're good. It's always been easy for us to make concept albums or just, you know, video ideas because we all have like crazy minds. So when we come together, we're like mad scientists, you know, creating this Frankenstein, if you will.
And right.
So it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. So once again, Saturday is going to be the next show over at The Rock. And remind me again what time that gets started.
Doors open at 7.
Any other bands on the bill that that you have connections with? Any friends that are sharing the night with you?
Tucson Maidens of Metal for hosting the show.
Absolutely. The Tucson Metal Maidens are just a wonderful team of a woman that support the local metal scene here. And they've done so much for the scene. Then opening up would be Evernity. We have Sorrow's Ruin. We have Cutthroat Gorges. And then
we have By the Gods.
By the Gods, yeah.
I believe Squirrel Yards as well.
Yeah. So, it's going to be really exciting.
Perfect. And once again, Reverb Nation, Facebook, those are all good places to keep track of upcoming shows, music, all that kind of stuff for Solithic.
Absolutely.
And we've got time here on Locals Only to get in one more set. Were you planning on doing three more songs here in the studio?
Yeah, we can.
We'll do three more. We're good.
Cool. So if we have time, I can sneak out and see about filling the time with a recorded track. And if it just so happens that those live ones bring us close to the end here, then we'll wrap up with the live ones. So just do me a favor. Whenever you're done with the last track, you can just say a good night, and I'll take it from there. But I want to thank all of you for coming down tonight.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Yeah, and you know, not to reveal too much of his secret identity, but Havoc's been helping us out here for many months now, and helping to get a handle on some of the new exciting video stuff that we've been doing here.
Absolutely.
And so thank you for that.
Absolutely,
and
I love it.
Yeah, and we'll wrap up with one more set here from Solithic. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all so much.
All right. So the song is called Butchered Bodies. We'll be right back. last song, The Black Eyed Children.
Children.
you to Silithic for that live performance. And we'll wrap things up here with one of their recorded tracks that we mentioned during the set. It was actually the first live song they played tonight, but it's their new radio single. So thanks to them for joining us tonight. They'll be playing at The Rock on Saturday. We'll be back here on Locals Only next week. And my live guest will be Crystal Radio. Looking forward to that one. So have a great week. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We'll wrap up with one recorded track here by Silithic.
Chase away the watching, the second number is up. Sending on.